Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for this Monday, partly cloudy. We will have a high near 46 degrees. Temperature-wise, in southeast Wisconsin, things are in the low 40s pretty much. Kenosha, 41. In Burlington, it is 40. Milwaukee, 41, 42 degrees in Racine. A Racine restaurant delivery driver's murder over the weekend has a lot of people talking, and police are hoping that will help lead them to whoever did it. It was reportedly the final delivery of the night for 37-year-old James Norris. He worked for the restaurant at 16th and Taylor in the Central City area. He died from at least one of several bullets that were fired outside an apartment complex in the 3900 block of Green Street. That's on the city's far northeast side. Police have offered nothing but the very basic of information, hoping the public can still provide them with some details that'll locate the shooter. In the meantime, a GoFundMe page has been set up to help Norris's family, which includes several children. Norris is the second homicide victim this year in Racine, the other unsolved case. That's from the city's far southwest side. Norris also the third delivery driver targeted by violence since February. The other two victims were only robbed. In Stevens Point, police continuing to work to try to find the suspect they've identified as having shot 2013 Racine Horlick High School graduate Deonta Lazine. He was pronounced dead over the weekend, by the way, after being taken off life support. The 21-year-old Lazine shot during what police indicate was a drug deal on March the 17th. 30-year-old Kyle Engen is that suspect. He has since disappeared. The National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit is starting today in Atlanta. It's bringing together state, federal officials, educators, doctors, all kinds of other experts to talk about ways of fighting this skyrocketing problem, which is evident now from southeast Wisconsin to all other parts of the country. Dr. Patrice Harris chairs the AMA Task Force on Opioid Abuse and is urging an all-hands-on-deck approach.
The solution will require a comprehensive multi-stakeholder public health approach.
She says they want to see even more use of state-based prescription drug monitoring programs. In Lake County, Illinois, just over the Wisconsin border, a possible human skull found in an abandoned shed by the caretaker of a Round Lake property while moving some items. Sheriff's Department news release indicates a thorough search of that abandoned shed was conducted, and the coroner's office was called in to collect the remains, which appear to be, quote, extremely aged. A forensic pathologist, forensic odontologist, and an anthropologist will all be examining first the remains to determine if they are indeed human, and then the approximate age. If enough bone structure is available, then the scientists could also determine if those remains are male or female. But officials say this could take a week or more. Sports specialization. That's a big topic in sports medicine these days. David Bell's director of the Wisconsin Injury and Sports Laboratory at the UW-Madison campus. They've got a new study that says young participants in only one sport are actually more prone to injury. The research is discovering participation in the single sport for more than 8 months a year appears to be a very important factor with increased injury risk.
If you throw for 8 months and you don't give your elbow a break, if you play soccer 12 months out of the year and you don't kind of give your knees a break, you're probably more likely to have an injury, and that's at least what we found from a history standpoint anyway, that these athletes were more likely to have knee and hip injuries.
He says specialization is much more common in Wisconsin's larger high schools than the smaller schools, kids even more likely to participate in several sports. Doctors also seeing that these kinds of injuries are much more prevalent with younger athletes than used to be only found in older athletes. And take note that Trader Joe's has issued a recall for chocolate orange sticks and chocolate raspberry sticks because of undeclared traces of milk in the ingredients. Well, Governor Walker says he supports energy efficiency, but still has concerns about the ratepayer-backed Focus on Energy State program, which provides incentives for efficient and renewable energy projects. The governor continues to review a bill passed by the legislature that would cut $7 million, or about 7% from the program, even though a state public service commission report says efficiency and conservation efforts like Focus on Energy help to keep electricity use and bills down, despite electricity rates in Wisconsin deemed now recently to be the highest in the Midwest. Tyler Huebner of Renew Wisconsin putting out a statement that says it's not good energy or economic policy to cut Focus on Energy when the program contributes a benefit of more than $3.30 per dollar invested and then delivers lower bills for customers. Racine Unified School District's got a certified accounting firm that audits the books every year just to confirm proper administration of finances and to, if necessary, recommend procedural changes. And the district will keep the same company it's had for almost a decade. School board unanimously approving Schenck SC out of almost a half a dozen applicants for the job, according to budgeting director Mark Duff.
We sent out an RFP. We received a response from five firms, and we our team had a scoring rubric, and the scores came out to support maintaining Schenck, who's been our auditing firm for the past 9 years. We presented the information and details to the audit committee. They reviewed and we discussed it, and they recommended also that we remain with Schenck.
Bids on the auditing contract range from a high of just under $133,000 a year to almost $117,800, Schenck getting it at $118,500 for the 3 years. While Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight, the agenda items include a preliminary resolution on special assessments for water main improvements on Cynthia Lane. The Highway V issue was decided last week. A resolution supporting a continued traditional signalized intersection at Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive instead of a roundabout for a project that's still a few years out. And there's a closed session on an excessive tax assessment by Menards. And the Kenosha Board of Parks Commissioner is going to be considering a request to convert four tennis courts at Lincoln Park into a couple of futsal courts. The request coming from the Boys and Girls Club, which says futsal is a variation of soccer, played on the hardwood gym surface with a heavier ball, it's a little smaller, and you get five players per team. The club says in a letter to the commission that after the first year of indoor futsal, they believe there would be an enormous amount of community interest in the program outside. In January, the club hosted 141 teams in futsal in a tournament that involved 1,400 players and 3,000 spectators, and it led to a 26-team futsal league. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want them. Go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.